Hi, Marty Lurie, KNBR 680, with the manager of the Giants. And Bruce, this week, the homeless prenatal care program had a very successful time at Amici's, and I've heard from the folks at Amici's, and I know at least $35,000 was raised for the program that you and Kim are so instrumental in. So I know you want to say something to the fans and everyone who supported it, but it sounded like it was a huge success.
Well, we had a lot of fun, and I do want to thank all the fans that came by to support the program. It's such a important, I think, program in our city, but also to us on what they do. It's a family resource center that, provides, just so many different things for needy families, and so we really appreciate, the turnout and the fans that came out to support the prenatal program, and we thank Amici's too for partnering up with us, and they did such a great job, and of course great pizza. So I picked up a couple pounds that day, Marty, but it was worth it. I had a lot of fun chatting with the fans there, and we just really enjoyed the day and look forward to it. I think that was our fourth year, and something my wife and I love to do.
Yeah, I love it. Homeless prenatal care program, as I say, a lot of money was raised. You're up there pretty early on Wednesday. Come on, they were giving 6 to 10 a.m. free pizza and free coffee at Amici's. How about that?
Yeah, that was a little early, I think, for pizza for me. But, we just have done that every year where we have a morning show, 8 o'clock, and Murph was there and Kate were there, and we thank them for taking the time to come down to Amici's and helping us out and being part of the program, and that helps bring the fans in too. And I need to thank the players because they donated a lot of items from jerseys of bats and balls and those things, and again it was a good day, fun day, and it's great to raise money for a great cause.
Well, I go for the chicken wings, personally, myself. I've seen your spot. You like the chicken wings, apparently.
Yeah, I do, but when I was all pizza that day. I think they were surprised how much I got after it. We had a tough loss, so I didn't eat after the game, and then by 8:39, I realized how hungry I was, and I think I went through a couple pizzas there, but I love the wings, and really, salads. It's such great food and great atmosphere, and saw a lot of friends that came by to holler at me.
Very good. All right, that's Bruce Bochy, manager of the Giants, talking a little bit about Amici's and the homeless prenatal care program. The fourth annual was this past week. All right, Bruce, let's talk a little baseball about the team. I always say, I look the season maybe 2 weeks at a time, and you can't get too caught up in anything. But how do you see the team right now as we head into this weekend?
Well, right now I see the club needs to wake up here and get things going. I mean, this has been a tough stretch we've been in, and you're going to go through it. But at the same time, at some point you can't just say, well, this is one of those deals you go through. You do something about it, and we're just not really playing our best ball on any facet of the game, really. The pitchers, they've had their moments. We've struggled offensively. We haven't caught the ball as well, and our base running. So, I can touch about every facet of the game right now that hasn't worked quite as well, and that's why we haven't come away with a few more wins here recently. So we need to tighten things up, and I always feel you need to get mad, and do something about it. So hopefully that's what happens.
Well, you have Hunter Pence coming back, as is Solaire on Saturday. Hunter Pence coming back. I always say one guy shouldn't make the difference for a lineup, but he does something to this lineup, and you have to deal with him when that lineup comes around.
And I agree. He's presence in the lineup, but it's intangibles that really come into play with him because of the energy he brings. He's so inspirational, but and we need all that, but we need his talent too. Guy that can drive the ball, and and that gets contagious. And I think it takes a little pressure off the other guys. It stretches out our lineup. And we're not looking for him to steal bases, but he is a good base runner, and so he can do some damage with the bat, knocking runs, hit the ball out of ballpark. We've missed them.
Joe Panik is back, and as Thursday night was a very exciting game coming back in the ninth inning, and I said the worst thing I saw was, hey, Panik may win the game, and they're going to come out and bash him on the head, and here we go again.
Well, I was hoping to get up there. That would mean something good happened, and it just looked like it's going to be a great comeback for us, a much-needed comeback and win, and, you know, it helped us get the mojo going, and but they... shut us down there at the end, and that's a tough one because, you know, you have a couple great chances in that ball game. We couldn't capitalize. Sorry there. And I just think it's important for us to get a win like that, Marty. And if we can do that, I think it's going to be a shot in the arm, a shot of adrenaline for this ball club, and we'll get rolling.
Isn't that funny? And you've been in the game so long, and I want to ask you a question about being in the game so long, but how one game can change things, how one at-bat can change things, and it almost becomes, let's just get that one good moment, and all of a sudden you feed off it.
Oh, no question. It can be, you know, anything in the game, a blooper that falls in, or one at-bat, a call by the umpire, let's say a 1-1 pitch, he calls it a ball, a strike. Now it's 1-2 versus 2-1, changes the count. All these things come into play. But still, you make your breaks, and if you're a good club, then you're going to be fine at the end of the season. But there's such a fine line of winning, we say. And, one at bat can determine the game. And you look at last night's game. Cueto is a pitch away from getting out of that inning. He's got the back end of the order, including the pitcher, and they got two out, two strike hits, and that really was a difference in the ball game.
You know, it's so funny. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I love to read about baseball. You sound like Casey Stengel about 50 or 60 years ago. Casey Stengel said the umpires have trouble early in the game until they get settled in and see how a pitcher is throwing. Casey said, you know what they should do? These umpires should go down to the bullpen and watch the pitchers warm up and get used to the way they're throwing. So when they get in the game, because Casey said the same thing. He said the first two or three innings, one pitch, the same thing you just said, one pitch could change the game, and they're not ready. He says they should warm up.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I'd be for that. Casey, he managed a lot of games, so, you have to respect his thoughts and opinions. But, you just hope things balance out, calls and those things. And occasionally they're going to miss them, just like my hitters chase pitches. You understand that. But, you also know, man, it can be one little thing that makes a difference in a ball game. Especially, we're a team that doesn't pound the balls or score a lot of runs, so our margin of error is not quite as big.
How are you going to use Eduardo Nunez?
He'll play some third base. I use him off the bench. He'll spell Crawford, Panik, gives a speed. I know he's played some outfield, so he's intriguing with the speed, and he's got 12 home runs, so I got to find a way to utilize this guy in the best way we can.
The other thing I thought about you, I said, look, you're so successful, the World Series championships, you're on the way to the Hall of Fame, and I mean, we know that. Why do you keep doing this? I mean, it's such a tough job. It's such a tough job.
Well, no, I appreciate those comments. I don't quite see it like that, but I do it because I love it. But I'm human. I get frustrated. I always kid, after a tough loss. I try to get hit by Muni to feel better. But, that's... It beats you up sometimes, but you love it, and I don't know what else I would do. If I retired, then I'd want to go coach a team or, be involved in baseball. So this is what I love to do, and how much longer, I can't tell you. Sometimes they determine that for you, but I know it's what I love to do.
Yeah, it is a game that after the game that night, I always say you win, it's the greatest thing in the world, you lose, my goodness, and then you come back the next day.
Right, right. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like you savor the wins as much as you take the losses so hard. So that's what you have to remind yourself. And you know, and celebrate the good days and try to remind our players to do that too. And although as a player, you don't quite take it home with you as much, you know, you can. Yeah. It's going to affect you. But I think as a manager, I'm speaking for all managers, we wear it a little more, and especially close games, because I'm going through the games thinking, well, what could I have done to help this club? And I've asked the players to do that too, but not to the magnitude that I think managers do.
All right, great to have you on as always. I love doing this every few weeks as we see the segments of the season. You know, I always say you're John Wayne and the cattle drive, and you know, you got the stampede, the chuck wagons going over the hill, but you want to get it to Abilene, which you've done before. So that's the way I look at it. So you can't get too high or too low. It is part of a season, but you're right. You got to turn it around at some point.
Right, right. And right now we're trying to get the cattle across a real deep river, and so we're you know, we've been slowed down here, but it's a good group. You know, it's a tough group. They've been through it. They have an experience, so that should be to our advantage. And again, it, you know, it comes down to, you know, how bad we want this, and I know these guys do.
All right, great having you on, Bruce. Thanks so much.
All right, Marty. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.